You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Schwartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com. Hoo-wee! Welcome to a ball game, folks. Jeff Ray here with you on 97.7 as we get ready for Bath County Green Up Softball here on WKCA. They are getting ready for the national anthem. When we come back, we will go through the defensive lineups, the batting lineups, and so much more here on 97.7. Stay tuned.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey Wildcat fans, are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Good morning, folks. Welcome as we get ready for Bath County High School softball here on WKCA. The Lady Cats in Ashland in 16th region play, and they'll be facing Greenup County. The Greenup County Lady Musketeers come in as the runner-up of the 63rd. Bath comes in as the champion of the 61st, and it ought to be a dandy game. Defensively for Bath County, no big changes. Kylie Hodson pitching, Izzy Hughes catching, Ashley Rogers at first, Allie Manley at second, Ashton Barrett at short, and Allison Brett's at third. Left to right in the outfield, Allie Dillon, Ray Lee Purvis, and Riley Thompson. For Greenup, their batting lineup is as follows. Batting first is center fielder Adrian Wells. Third baseman Leela Matthews bats second. In case you can't tell, we are battling the breeze. It is certainly not hurricane winds like we had last night. But now we're going to struggle all day long keeping papers because they've got us outside. Layla Matthews bat second, Skylar Lawrence, Maddie Steele, Addie Branham, Josie Kegley, Kennedy McCoy, Charlie Grayson, and Morgan Collier. That's the lineup. We're going to go ahead and start, and listen, that's good with me. First pitch sponsored by Montgomery Tractor Sales. It is mowing season. If you've not got all your equipment in good shape, Montgomery Tractor, the place to go. Locations in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Montgomery Tractor sponsors first pitch. It is Hodson versus Wales, pitch one. Low and inside, and we are underway. In just a moment, we will have our Ira Kilburn opening argument. Don't forget, in our post game, we will have the Downtown Athletic defensive play of the game, R.L. Cottle offensive play of the game, Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, and the Smorts Mowing Unsung Hero. A gorgeous sunshiny day, a little breezy out of the zone ball too. Wells, Matthews, Lawrence, two up for Greenup County. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law in Salt Lake, sponsors our opening argument for Bath County to be victorious. That's what we try to do, is pick out something. There's a good drop ball called strike one, two balls and one strike. For Bath County to be victorious today over Greenup, get to the third inning or fourth inning and be in the game. By the time you get to the regional tournament, every team is right on the money. There's a number off the handles. Down to first base, three unassisted. Good play there. If I'd have brought a box full of rocks, you could have had some, partner, but I may have to go pull the battery out of the Impala. We'll set it up here to hold stuff in. Bath County, if they can be in this game early, which includes getting a few early runs, putting the pressure on Greenup, you got to like their chances. Foul tip straight back into the net, right into the table. You know TV guys don't have to put up with this, do they? A bunch of softies in the TV business. Us radio guys are tough. We're down here on the front row. Bob Uecker to my right. One strike the count. Swung on and popped up. Shortstop Barrett. Two hand, two up, two down, brings up Skylar Lawrence. Lawrence comes into this game with a 563 batting average, 368 for the entire Greenup team. We mentioned in the district championship game with Bath and Rowan, so many similarities, almost identical teams, a lot of the same similarities here in this opening round matchup with Greenup and with Boyd, or Greenup and Bath. Swung on and down the right field line. There is her 13th home run of the year. A two-out first pitch home run down the left field line. I was about to say one difference is that Skylar Lawrence has 12 home runs. The team has 27. Bath County with 21 home runs, and our leading home run hitter is our shortstop, Ashton Barrett, with nine. Let me adjust some of these volume controls a little bit. Again, with the wind and all the extraneous things, let me see if I can adjust that just a drop to make the sound a little better. Bath County down 1-0. Fastball on the inside, just out of the zone, ball one to Maddie Steele, the Greenup catcher. Greenup one, Bath County nothing. Here in our first half of the first inning, Bath County, the home team, swung on and missed. Good pitch on the outside corner from Bath County's Kylie Hodson, the freshman. Put that one swing behind her. Let's go ahead and get this third out, get the bat started, and get it back. Swung on and missed, strike two, another dandy pitch. We're at Ashland Blazer High School. Baseball this afternoon, that'll be played in Russell, just high, a ball and two strikes, a great facility, good crowd on both sides, the Greenup fans, the Bath fans, I am right in the middle, two balls, two strikes, two out, Greenup up one, A number off the handle, first baseman squeezes. Greenup scores one run on one hit. Bath County coming to bat in the bottom of the first inning, 1-0 to score. Stay tuned, Bath County Baseball on 97.7.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Halfway through the first inning, Bath County and Greenup. Greenup, a two-out home run off the bat of Skylar Lawrence, her 13th of the year, 28th overall for this Greenup team. Bath County will send to the plate Ashton Barrett, Ray Lee Purvis, Ashley Rogers, Izzy Hughes, Allie Manley, Kylie Hodson. Had to shorthand some of my works where they started a few minutes early. Allie Dillon, Abby Barnett, and Allison Bretz. The Bath County batting lineup. Kegley pitching, Steele catching, Grayson Ross, Lawrence, and Matthews on the infield. Collier, Wells, and Branham in the outfield. The breeze blowing here at Paul Blazer High School, blowing from left to right, circling around a little bit. My new best friend in the world, Matthew Sparks with the Ashland Daily. Ground ball to third to throw one up, one down. Ashton Barrett brings up Ray Lee Purvis. There's a handful of us media types that are tougher than pine knots, and none of them are in the TV business. Just the print and the radio guys, braving the elements for our readers and listeners. Center fielder Ray Lee Purvis steps in the right-hand box. One up, one down. Fastball outside corner called strike one. Ashley Rogers, the right-handed hitting first baseman on deck. Ashley had two putouts in that first inning, a three unassisted ground ball, and a pop-out. Pulled foul just wide of the third baseline. Two strikes now, the count to Ray Lee. Bath County dressed in their gray, red letters, white trim, red stockings, green up, black and yellow. Yellow pants, black jerseys with yellow letters, yellow and green trim. Greenup comes in with a 20-9 record. Bath comes in with a 26-8 record. Three consecutive losses after the loss of our shortstop, Taylor Hodson. So if you figure at least one of those, if two, there's a ground ball in the hole. Ray Lee's on with a one-out base hit. So one on, one out. Ashley Rogers, the Bath County first baseman in jersey number six. Ashley comes in with six home runs on the season. Pitch in the dirt, ball one. Ashley, 361 on the year. Put all my weights and stuff back together. Ball one, the count to Rogers. Out of the zone, runner goes. She's in there safely. Steele could not get a good grip on the ball. Double clutched, made a pretty good throw. Speed from Purvis puts her at second base. So Bath County down a run, one out, runner at second is Purvis. Rogers at the plate. RBI opportunity for the first baseman. She fouls that one back. Out of the playing surface. Please return all foul balls to the press box, they said. 2-1, the count to Rogers. Another one. That's going to watch out in the baby stroller. Sweetie, don't do that that way. A young mom pushing a stroller. Backed it up about 2 feet, and the ball landed right where she moved the stroller from. 2-2, 1-1, one out. Rogers at the plate, Hughes on deck. Swung on and missed. A good drop ball. Brings up catcher Izzy Hughes with 1-1 and 2 out. Hughes and Rogers have a little conversation. Izzy Hughes, jersey 22, in the cleanup spot. Out of the zone, ball one. From freshman Josie Kegley. Kegley comes in with a 2.18 ERA, 14-4 record. Izzy fouls that one into the bank behind the first base dugout. The ball and a strike. Allie Manley, the second baseman on deck for the Cats. Allie moved into that second base spot, if you'll remember, after Hodson injured out of the zone. Moved Barrett from second to short. Manley moved into the second base spot. Done a whale of a job. Two ball, one strike count. Two outs, one on. Bath County down a run, bottom of the first. Good change of pace. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Counts even. Izzy steps back in. The break even from Kegley. Here it comes. Out of the zone, called strike three. Bath County, one hit, no run, strands a runner. One complete. It is green up one, Bath nothing. Top of the second after this on WKCA.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Tough break on a borderline call, strike three. Bath County strands a runner. Greenup after one complete, one run, one hit, a big hit, a home run off the bat of Skylar Lawrence. Bath County got a one-out RBI, or one-out single from Ray Lee Purvis and a stolen base, stranded at second. 5, 6, and 7, Branham, Kegley, McCoy due up. I have a feeling I'm going to get hot dogs poured on my back before this morning's out. Sitting right in front of the concession stand. Swung on and missed, strike one. Good rise ball. Out of the hand of Bath County's Kylie Hodson. Freshman pitcher versus freshman pitcher. Hodson pitched a whale of a game in round in that district. Strike two. Just missed, a ball and a strike. Izzy looks around like, that's the pitch you called strike on me. 1-1 to camp. I got ahead of myself. One ball, one strike. No outs, top of the second. A good pitch just out of the zone. Excuse me, 2-1. Two balls, one strike here at allergy season at Ashland Blazer. 3-1. That pitch out of the zone. All right. Leave that in there. Three ball, one strike count. Branham at the plate. Fouled straight back. Counts full. There they are. I swear I got a cough drop in here. Counts full as I dig honey lemon out of my little pouch here. Strike three. There you go. Good pitch at the knees. One up, one down. Brings up Josie Kegley, the Greenup pitcher. That pitch fouled into the bleachers. Strike one. My apologies if you hear me cough or sneeze during the broadcast. Put that cough drop in there. Maybe that'll cure me. One up, one down brings up Kegley with McCoy on deck for Greenup. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Good fastball. Snapped into the mitt of Izzy Hughes. Two strikes. Kegley back in the right-hand box. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back K's from Kylie Hodson. Brings up Kennedy McCoy. McCoy wears jersey number 6, designated player. McCoy, 357, batting average, steps in the right-hand box, batting in the 7 spot with Charlie Grayson on deck, 2 down. Shoulder-high fastball swung on and missed, strike one. A beautiful day here in Ashland Blazer. Absolutely fantastic facilities at the softball complex. Just out of the zone, a ball and a strike. Two out, nobody on. McCoy at the plate. Green leads Bath 1-0. Top of the second. Hodson gets the sign from the dugout. Brings it. Foul tipped into the bleachers. Just about a Sports Center top 10 catch by one of the parents on the Greenup side. 1-2 now the count. Two out, nobody on. Greenup up one. That one run, a home run, no doubter, off the bat of Skylar Lawrence. Line drive to right field. Good play out there by Riley Thompson. She's made plays all year long. Does it again. Three up, three down. Halfway through the second. It is Greenup 1, Bath County coming to bat in the bottom of the second. 1-0 after these words. Stay tuned.
Own the road in any season with help from major brands. Get a $60 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on purchases of 4 or more new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires, totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $40 back. Offer valid May 23rd through May 30th. For more details, check bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling. BF Goodrich, what are you building for?
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, Funeral Director at 683-2871.
Halfway through the second inning, Greenup with one run on one. He had a big hit, a no-doubt home run down the left field line off the bat of Skyler Lawrence. Bath County, no runs on one hit. First pitch to Allie Manley in the dirt, ball one. Manley moved into the starting lineup defensively after shortstop Taylor Hodson broke her hand. That pitch out of the zone called strike one. One and one now the count. One ball, one strike. Manley at the plate. Hodson and Dillon do up. There's a ground ball to short. Good play, good throw. Dropped it. Throw a little bit high. We'll have to say E3 on that one. A little high, but first baseman, as you well know, they have to swell up like a piece of plywood. They cannot let anything get past them. So a one-out base runner brings up pitcher Kylie Hodson, squares to bunt, drops it. Rolls foul, strike one. Bath County down a strike, or down a run, with one runner on in Allie Manley. Hodson, Dillon, Barnett, and Britz. Those are the rest of the batters for Bath County. Out of the zone, one and one. Out here in the sun, let me see what Randy texted me. Baseball times are as posted, so Rowan softball will follow here on WKCA. There's a line drive into center field. That one's over the head. Runner's going to advance to third, get back. Had to wait to make sure. So Manley safely dives back into second base. Hodson with a line drive single to straightaway center field over the head of Wells. Courtesy runner going in. Taylor Hodson, she's got that right hand wrapped up because of the broken bone. So Hodson running for Hodson. That hand hit on two consecutive pitches in that Russell game. I know I've said it before, but they said she was swinging when she got hit the first time. The next pitch hit it, same hand, same spot. Wound up being a broken bone, so two on. There's a bunt to the pitcher. Good sacrifice moves them to second and third. Now you got Abby Barnett at the plate. Does my heart good to see Taylor Hodson in her jersey on the field. Would love to see her able to put that glove on. But with that broken bone, just no need to gamble. Out of the zone, ball one. Good eye by Abby Barnett. Cats threatening here with one out, runners at second and third. Manley reached on an error. Kylie Hodson, a long single to center field. Runners advance on the sacrifice. Another pitch wide, ball two. Barnett at the plate, Brett's on deck for Bath County. 2-0. Bath County trails by one. Throw down to third. In safely. Two balls, one strike, one out, two on. Bath County down a run, bottom of the second to green up in 16th region, opening round softball. Swung on and missed. Pitch at the knees. Strike two counts even at 2-2. Barnett, the designated player, to love to see her just put one in play, preferably to the right side of the defense. Swung on and missed. Strike three, a good pitch out of the zone. Right on that outside corner. Brings up third baseman Allison Britz with two on, two out. Cats down a run, bottom of the second. Ashton Barrett on deck. Would love to see Allison keep this inning alive. Out of the zone, ball one. Good eye there. If Britz gets on, you'd love to see your leadoff hitter, Ashton Barrett, come up with runners in scoring position. Ball one, the count. That pitch in the right, left-hand batter's box called strike one. Ball and strike. Let me move over here a little bit where I can get a little better angle. I may be giving the guy a hard time, and I shouldn't, behind the plate. One and one. Out of the zone, two and one. That one a little high and a little wide. Allison Brett's back in. Greenup leads 1-0, 2-1 the count. Bath at the plate, 2-1, 2-out. That one popped up into the bleachers behind first base. 2-2. Josie Kegley, the Greenup pitcher. Allison Brett's the Bath County batter. Two ball, two strike, two out, two on. Here comes the break even. Foul straight back, good cut. We are going to struggle all day with that wind. Count remains everything the same. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, two out, time called. A little dust swirl across the infield. Brent steps back in, but the umpire had stepped out. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. The pitch to Brent. Low count is full. Drop ball just missed. Here comes the payoff. Kegley pitching. Brett's at the plate, the 3-2 on the way. Foul tipped into the mitt. Good pitch. Good play by Steele behind the plate. Bath County threatens. They get another hit. Cannot get them in. After two, it is Greenup 1, Bath nothing. Top of the third after this on WKCA.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Two innings complete. Greenup 1, Bath nothing. The difference in the game is a solo two-out home run off the bat of Skylar Lawrence. She's done that all season long. Greenup 1 run on one hit. Bath County no runs on two hits. Top of the third.
Charlie Grayson, Morgan Collier, then back at the top of the order with Adrian Wales. They get in my spot. Did you see I had that one? Did you see? I've not dropped a foul ball in 22 years. One strike. Grayson, Collier, Wales, two up. Bath County's Hodson in her third inning of work. 1-0 to score. Good pitch just off the corner. Ball and a strike. Tried to get Grayson to chase one just on the edge. Wouldn't do it. One ball, one strike. Top of the third. Greenup 1, Bath nothing. Good pitch. Screwball comes inside. A ball and two strikes. We just mentioned, so Round County Baseball is scheduled to play at 4 in Russell. Round County Softball scheduled to play here at 3, so the Round Softball game will air on 97.7. Good long throw. Bang, bang, safe at first. Shortstop Ashton Barrett could not come in and get on the big hop. Had to take it on the short hop. Long throw, scooped out at first. Off by half a beat. Second base hit of the game brings up Morgan Collier, the left fielder. Squares to bunt, pops it up. Good play, Izzy. Nice, nice. Shucked the mask. Found the ball. Made an outstanding defensive play right there. That is so much tougher than you might think if you've never been behind the plate. You've got to throw the mask. You've got to, the umpire's got to make his move. You've got to avoid everybody. A dandy, dandy. There's a base hit into left field. So Wells, a first pitch single, puts Grayson at second. Layla Matthews, the third baseman who popped up to short her first time up. The wind picking up again. Blowing left to right. So one out, runners at first and second. Matthews at the plate. Good drop ball called strike one at the knees. Skylar Lawrence, who hit the home run her first time up, on deck. How about a little 6-4-3 or something right here? Boy, say, let's get out of this inning. There's a pop-up into the bleachers, out of play. Hits the light stand. Listen, the worst thing you can do is turn your head and duck. You got to keep your eye on that ball, keep you from getting hit. Two strikes now, the count to Matthews. Two on, one out. Matthews at the plate. Hodson in the circle. Here comes the 0-2. Ball one. When you've got a pitcher's count like that, you can stand to waste a pitch or two. Just don't need to groove one. One ball, two strikes, one out, two on. Greenup up a run. Good pitch off the hands. That's going to be just out of the zone. Izzy right there on the screen drops in the front row. Those diamond seats reserved for dignitaries on the front row here at Ashland Blazer. One ball, two strikes. We'll reset. One out, two on. Grayson at second. Wells at first. Matthews at the plate. Hodson pitching. That one's pulled into the Bath County bullpen. Good fastball on the inside corner that Matthews well out in front of. One ball, two strike. One out, two on. Top of the third. The only score, a Skylar Lawrence solo home run for Greenup. They lead 1-0 over Bath. Swung on and missed, strike three, a good pitch. Out of the hand of Kylie Hodson. Two outs, two on. The aforementioned Skylar Lawrence, Musketeer shortstop, Lady Musketeers, responsible for the only run of the game, green up 1-0. Got to presume Hodson will nibble the circle, nibble the zone. Low and away, ball one. Maddie Steele, the green up catcher, on deck. Ball one, the count, top of the third, two on, two out. Bath trails 1-0. Oh, mercy, what a pitch. Called ball two. Must have been low. Let me get back over in my spot. I scooted over behind the table. Let me get right behind home plate, get me a little better angle here. There's a number foul. Killed in foul territory by Allison Bretz. Two balls, one strike, two outs, two on. Top half of the third inning, 16th region softball. Bath and Greenup. Next game is East and Ashland Blazer. The 3 o'clock game is Rowan and Raceland. Boyd and Elliott in the nightcap, 3-1. Three ball, one strike, two on, two out. Lawrence at the plate. Snug quarters here in front of the concession stand. Just misses inside, base on balls. Loads them up for the cleanup hitting Maddie Steele. So Grayson moves to third, Wells to second, Lawrence at first. Steele, who popped up to the first baseman her first time up. Steele comes in a .385 average. There's a fly ball to left field. Camping and squeezing, making the play. Bath County left fielder Allie Dillon, can of corn. The Lady Musketeers lead them loaded in the third. Bath County coming to bat, bottom of the third, trailing 1-0 here on WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
2.5 innings complete. Greenup leads Bath 1-0 in this opening round, 16th region softball game from Ashland Paul Blazer High School. Bath and Greenup, followed by East and Blazer, Raceland and Rowan at 3, Elliott Boyd at 5. The winner of the first two games play tomorrow at 6. The winner of the second two games play tomorrow at 8 and championship Wednesday. At 7 p.m., let me get in my spot as Ashton Barrett comes to the plate. Out of the zone, ball one. Josie Kegley in her third inning of work. If you had a chance to hear the Ira Kilburn opening argument during our pregame, that pitch in the dirt, ball two, basically saying, don't let them knock you out of the game early. Stay right in it. Come back and win it. In the second half of the game, we'll see what happens. There's a line shot, a knuckleball right to the shortstop, Skylar Lawrence. One out. Barrett hit it right in the screws. Just unfortunately right to Lawrence. She didn't have to move. Brings up Raylee Purvis, who had the first hit of the game. A one-out single in that first for the Bath County center fielder. Out of the zone. Ball one to Purvis. Rogers on deck. Hughes in the hole for Bath County in this third inning. Ball one, the count. Popped up on the infield. First baseman calls. Second baseman. All right, I'm going to have to go to the scorekeeper. E3 or E4, or just E, and split it between them. First baseman was calling. I don't know if second baseman called her off or not, but it dropped right in between there. Nobody touched it. E3, that was going to be, of course, it's hard to give an error when nobody touches the ball, but, oh, you got to catch those. First baseman called it, backed off at the last second, so Purvis at first. Out of the zone, ball two. Follow Matthew Sparks with the Independent. All the social media, he'll have all the coverage of all the 16th. I've got him on Twitter. That pitch inside, ball three. Rogers at the plate with one on and one out. Izzy Hughes on deck. What an odd play on the pop-up off the bat of Raylee Purvis. Fastball at the knees, called strike one, 3-1. A little flare, first baseman called. Then a little confusion between first and second. It dropped untouched. Out of the zone, ball four, good eye. One out with 2-1 now, Izzy Hughes. Gets ready to step in the right-hand batter's box. As we mentioned before, if you're just now tuning in, Rowan County softball will air here on 97.7, 3 o'clock game. That pitch low and away, ball one. Good eye by the Bath County catcher. Rowan County baseball, Randy Stacy will have that called on 96.3. Jared Stacy will join me here at Ashland Blazer for that 3 o'clock game. Pitch in the dirt, ball two. Izzy Hughes, the Bath County batter. 2-0 count, batter's favor. Allie Manley on deck for the Cats, so 2-1, one out. There's a fly ball into right field. Runners are going to tag. Raylee goes, the throw. Not close, sacrifice fly. Puts Raylee at third. Rogers plays it safe, as she should. Runners on the corners for Allie Manley, who reached on an error. Good news from Pergram Road. My understanding is our electricity is back on after about 22 hours. So all of my neighbors, good to have the lights back on. First pitch to Manley out of the zone. Ball one. Kylie Hodson, who singled in the second inning. Greenup has scored one run, Bath nothing, the only run on a first inning home run from Skylar Lawrence. That pitch on the outside black, one ball, one strike to Allie Manley. Raylee Purvis stands at third base. She is the tying run. Ashley Rogers at first. Holy smokes. That pitch called strike two. One ball, two strikes, 2-1, two outs. Bath County needs something good to happen right here. Swung on and missed strike three on an outside pitch. Bath County threatens again. They don't cross the plate. Greenup 1, Bath nothing. Top of the fourth after this on WKCA.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
For a limited time, enjoy a tasty bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, a savory sausage McMuffin, a sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Bath County Trails Greenup 1-0 in this opening round, 16th Region Softball Tournament. 1-0 to score. Greenup, one run on three hits. Bath, no runs on two hits. Addie Branham takes that first pitch just inside. Ball one. The count from Hodson to Branham. Screwball just missed that inside corner. 1-0 to Greenup lead. There's a good change of pace. Swung on and missed, 1-1. In that Rowan District Championship game, if memory serves, Hodson struck out 8 or 9, which is... There's a good pitch called strike two. She is not a dominant power pitcher. Throws a lot of pitches low in the zone. The defense pounds them into the ground. The 1-2. Curveball wide, 2-2. Here at Ashland Blazer, the clouds are rolling in. No threat of any bad weather, other than breeze blowing through the microphone here, and I've got it covered best I can. Out straight back in the screen, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Good look at my text messages. Yep. So Bath and Greenup locked up in a good old good one here in the top half of the fourth inning. There's a little fly ball into short right field. Good play out there by Thompson. Her second put out of the game. Riley Thompson. Had her played just right. Brings up pitcher Josie Kegley. Kegley down on strikes her first time up. Three strikeouts and one walk so far for Bath County's Kylie Hodson. 5-1 for Greenup pitcher and current batter Josie Kegley. The one walk given up by Bath County's Kylie Hodson is where she was nibbling around the zone with Skylar Lawrence at the plate. One strike the count. Pitch low, 1-1. Kennedy McCoy on deck, who lined out to right field her first time up. One up, one down here in the fourth. Greenup 1, Bath nothing. 16th Region Softball opening matchup on WKCA from Ashland Blazer High School. Glad to have you tuned in, all the folks streaming on online, listening to 97.7, 2-1. Freshman pitcher against freshman pitcher. Hodson in the circle. Kegley with the bat in her hand. Good pitch, called strike two. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Kegley at the plate, McCoy on deck. The break even from Hodson. Here it comes. Good pitch, lined right back up through the middle. A base hit. A good piece of two-strike hitting by Josie Kegley. Took that 2-2 pitch. Lined it right back through the middle. Courtesy runner is, last name is spelled I-M-E-L. I'm going to say Long I Amel, but I could be wrong. So one out, Amel, the runner. Where's jersey number one for Greenup? Kennedy McCoy. First pitch, low and inside, ball one. Charlie Grayson, who singled her first time up, on deck for the Lady Musketeers. Top of the fourth, Greenup one, Bath nothing. One out, one on, Greenup at the plate. Ball one, strike one now on a good scroogey that twisted in to the right-hand batter. One ball, one strike. One on, one out. Top of the fourth. One run has been scored. It a solo homer in the first. Out of the zone. 2-1. A no-doubter from the power-hitting Lady Musketeer shortstop, Skylar Lawrence. 2-1 now. Good drop ball, swung on and missed, strike two. Two balls, two strikes. McCoy at the plate, Hodson pitching. Counts even at 2-2. Imel at first base running for the pitcher, Kegley, who had a one-out single for Greenup. Called strike three. There's that inside corner, a dandy pitch right there from Hodson. That pitch that runs in on the right-hand batter, she has got it working today. Fourth strikeout of the game. Struck out two in the second, one in the third, and one here in the fourth. So now two outs and one on. First baseman, Charlie Grayson. Let's that pitch get by, ball one. With Morgan Collier on deck. Grayson singled in the third. Stranded at third. Kylie Hodson got the sign. There's a line drive. What a play at shortstop. That is what you expect from shortstop Ashton Barrett. A dive right behind second base. And no damage done. That one, check Sports Center tonight, and you will see that play replayed a bunch. One hit, one stranded, no runs in the Greenup half of the fourth inning. Will that light the Bath County Bats? We'll find out right after these messages on WKCA. Stay tuned.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
It's a backyard event going on now at your Bath County Ace Hardware store. Great prices on grills, Weber, Traeger, and that big green egg. Don't forget that wonderful assortment of grills, spices, and rubs for the perfect cookout. Your yard will be perfect, too, if you select Scott's Lawn and Garden Improvements. Get everything for the season. Garden soil, fertilizer, weed, and feed, plus the tools to get it all done. Located on Water Street in Owingsville, Ace Hardware is celebrating 100 years of helpful.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Two up for Bath County, Kylie Hodson, Allie Dill, and Abby Barnett. one defensive change. Lakin Cooper comes into first base. Charlie Grayson takes a seat. Bottom of the fourth, there's a ground ball in the hole. That's what you need right there. Hodson's second base hit of the game, 2 for 2. Going to put the courtesy runner in. You can tell that that is Taylor because she's got that brace on that right hand of that broken bone in her right hand. So Taylor, courtesy running for Sister Kylie, brings up Allie Dillon, who hit a beautiful sacrifice bunt her first time up. Let us see if that Hall of Fame SportsCenter top 10 diving catch by shortstop Ashton Barrett ignites the bats. We'll see. First pitch outside corner, called strike one to Allie Dillon. One strike, one runner at first, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth, Bath County trails green up 1-0. That pitch in the dirt, good scoop by Maddie Steele. One ball, one strike. Taylor Hodson, the courtesy runner for younger sister Kylie Hodson. Allie Dillon at the plate. There's a fly ball into right center. They're both, nobody's able to get to it. Holy smokes, check on the center fielder. She hit the fence pretty hard. Dillon with a double. Taylor had to wait. Everybody's up and moving in the outfield. Pitcher and infielders gather up with the coaching staff. A single and a double. Runners now at second and third. Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like she smashed into it full speed like a NASCAR driver. But now she hit it pretty hard, and that chain link is not pleasant to run into. She waves the coaches off, says, I'm tough. I'm a hockey player. I'm good. Back-to-back, single and double. Bath County threatens again with nobody out. Brings up Abby Barnett. Barnett 0 for 1. Allison Brett's on deck. Ashton Barrett in the hole. Runners at second and third. Taylor Hodson, the courtesy runner. That pitch in the dirt. Runners coming. Look out. No play. In safely, and we are tied. 1-1. Dillon moves to third. Taylor Hodson comes in to score. Listen, I don't care who you're pulling for, if that doesn't make chills come up on your back, to have Taylor Hodson score a run in the regional tournament after breaking her hand about 5 games left in the regular season. You are heartless. Still no outs, 1-1. Dillon now at third with Barnett. Fouled it straight back. I did flinch on that one, sorry, because it was coming right at my forehead. Bottom of the fourth, Bath County with a little mo. 1-1 the score. That was popped up into foul territory. First baseman. The new first baseman, Lakin Cooper, battled the wind. Made a good play, brings up Allison Bretz. One out, one on. Abby Dillon, who doubled. Dillon's got some power. We've seen her hit home runs this season. Brett's at the plate with one on and one out. There's a fastball at the knees, called strike one. Would love to see Brett's punch one into a gap somewhere, preferably to the right side, score this second run. One strike. That pitch low and inside, 1-1. Good eye by Allison. Put him in play. Make them make a play. That's the key to ball games. Make them make a play. And if they do, shake their hand and go, nice job. That pitch in the dirt. Good scoop again by Steele. 2-1. Bath County, Greenup, all tied at 1-0. One out, one on. That pitch in the left-hand batter's box called strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, one on. Brett's at the plate. Here comes the break even. There's a line drive into deep center field. Hits the fence on the fly. Allison in with a stand-up double. And Bath County takes a 2-1 lead here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And shortstop Ashton Barrett, 0-for-2, comes into the right-hand box. A base hit by Hodson. A double by Allie Dillon. Pop-up by Abby Barnett. And a double off the bat of Allison Britz brings up Ashton Barrett. Bath County with a 2-1 lead. Big momentum. It all started with that diving play in the top half of the first. Good pitch taken, strike one by Barrett. Ray Lee Purvis on deck. Two in, one on. One out. Bath County up 2-1, bottom half of the fourth. In our 61st. That one's going to be on top of the dugout. 16th Region Softball, opening game. Bath and Greenup, followed by East and Blazer, followed by Raceland and Rowan, followed by Boyd and Elliott. Winners advance till tomorrow's semifinals championship on Wednesday. That pitch high and away, a ball and two strikes to Ashton Barrett. A single, a double, a pop foul, a double. Bath scored two with a runner at second. Barrett at the plate. There's a line drive into the gap. That's going to make it to the fence. Allison Britz is going to score. Bath County 3, Greenup 1. And Ray Lee Purvis steps in. She's been on base twice, singled, and reached on an error. The Greenup infield. Having some conversations. Bath County 3 runs in this fourth inning. They're up 3-1. Ashland Paul Blazer is our host school. First pitch to Ray Lee is a fastball on the outside corner called strike one. Greenup has got one run on three hits. One run on four hits. Ray Lee Purvis with a little flare to the second baseman. Brings up Ashley Rogers. Runner at second and two outs. Ashley 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Would love to see Ash get a hold of one right here. Drop ball swung on and missed, strike one. 2-3. Bath County with four hits in this inning, a single and three doubles. That has led to three Bath County runs. The Cats up over the Lady Musketeers. 3-1, 1-1, that pitch out of the zone. Bath County now three runs on five hits. Greenup one run on four hits. We're in the bottom of the fourth with a runner at second base. That one's fouled back. Look out. Just misses the little Toyota behind the first base dugout. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runner on, three in for the Cats. Bath County up 3-1. That pitch wide. Good job. I've mentioned her several times. Steele had to come up out of that crouch in a hurry to snag that one, or Barrett would have been at third. Two balls, two strikes. Swung on and missed, strike three. Bath County, though, they do score three runs on four hits. They lead 3-1, top of the fifth, after these words on WKCA.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
A big three-run inning for the Lady Cats. Three runs on four hits, a single, a double, a double, and a double. Bath County 3, green up one after four, top of the fifth. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Lady Musketeers. Collier, Wells, and Matthews. Would love to see a 1-2-3 inning here. First pitch high to Kylie Hodson. Ball one, now the count from Hodson to Collier. Collier. Line drive base hit to left field. Her first time up. Made an effort on a sacrifice bunt. Good play by Izzy Hughes. Not that time. A single to left. One up, one on brings up Adrian Wells. One for two. Grounded to first. Singled in the third. One on, nobody out. Bath three, green up one, top of the fifth. There's a line drive into left field. Off the base of the fence. Runners now at first and second. Wells hit that ball a long way, landed at the base of the fence over the head of Allie Dillon. Back-to-back singles brings up Layla Matthews 0 for 2. Hughes and Hodson in the circle. Bath County 3, green up 1. The crowd abuzz. Bath County with 3 runs in the 4th. That woke up the Bath County faithful. Back-to-back singles here. Squares to bunt. Foul down the third baseline. One strike now, the count to Matthews with Skylar Lawrence on deck. Maddie Steele in the hole. The only green-up run so far, a no-doubt home run off the bat of Lawrence in that first inning. So one strike to count. Squares to bunt. That's lands foul, strike two. A single by Collier, a single by Wells. Two runners on, nobody out in the green-up half of the fifth. Bath County with a 3-run lead after a 3-run fourth inning. The two-strike pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. That was a big out right there. Big, big, big. Brings up Skylar Lawrence, who hit a home run and walked. The home run was Lawrence's 13th on the season, 28 for the team. Bath County 3, Greenup 1. That pitch low and inside, ball 1 to Lawrence. Again, you would suspicion that Hodson will nibble the zone. Ball 1 to count to Lawrence. 2 on, 1 out. There's a nubber at the plate, foul off the batter. Ball and a strike. Good pitch. 1 ball, 1 strike. Matty Steele on deck, 0 for 2 for the Greenup catcher. Had something come into the field to play, a wiffle ball, it appears. Time called. Umpires, a little bit of a conversation with somebody here in the front row. Kids being kids, had a wiffle ball blow in. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out, 2 on. Fifth inning, foul tipped into the mitt, strike 2. 1 and 2. Got to keep busting the lower part of that zone. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 on, 1 out. Bath 3, Greenup 1. There's a ground ball in between first and second. They're going to send her. So an RBI single. Scores Collier. Wells has to stay at second base, so Lawrence. 2 for 2. With a solo home run, a walk, and an RBI single. They're going to appeal to see if she stepped on the plate. Umpire said she did. 3-2 the score. Bath up by one run over Greenup on a breezy day in Ashland. Squares to bunt. A good one to the pitcher. The throw. Sacrifice bunt moves everybody one base. Brings up Addie Branham. Branham, the right fielder, 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a fly ball to right. The tying run standing at third base. That's Adrian Wells. Skylar Lawrence, the go-ahead run at second base in this fifth inning. It is Bath 3. Greenup 2. There's a fly ball in the center. Ray Lee makes the catch. That second hand went up there if you're watching. Greenup scores 1. Bath County still leads 3-2 halfway through the fifth. Stay tuned. 16th Region Softball on WKCA continues after these words.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
A good old good one between Greenup and Bath here in this 16th region opening round. Bath County 3, Greenup 2 coming to the plate in the bottom half of this fifth inning. Izzy Hughes takes strike 1. Hughes, Manley, Hodson. Bath County, all 3 of their runs in that fourth inning. Greenup with 1 in the first. 1 in the fifth. out of the zone, 1-1. Our broadcast location right in front of the concession stand. One ball, one strike. Izzy fouls it into the screen. Ball and two strikes. Right here is where we need to jump back on there. Bath County in there. Fourth inning. Three runs on four hits, a single and three doubles. Stranded a runner. Out of the zone, 2-2. It appears that my son bought my wife lunch at the restaurant, and I'm not there to see it, so I don't know that I believe it. The 2-2 fouled into the greenup. Bullpen, count remains even at 2-2. Izzy Hughes. Strikeout and a sacrifice fly, 0-1. And a good game behind the plate. Would love to see a leadoff base runner get on right here. Izzy Hughes, two balls, two strikes. Kegley, the break even in the dirt, counts full. Good eye by Izzy. Kegley has six strikeouts and one walk. Stranded six Bath County batters. Hodson, five strikeouts and a walk, stranded six. Payoff. There's a ground ball to short. Up in the throw. Got her by half a step. Brings up Allie Manley, 0-1, reached on an error. We're going to have to put a stoplight in or something, fellas. I don't know what the deal is. Charge admission, like going across the bridge. It's free to get in, but it's a dollar to get out. 3-2 the score. Bath up, one out. Bath County's half of the fifth. Foul tipped at the plate, strike one on Allie Manley. Kylie Hodson on deck, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Her sister Taylor, who is out with a broken hand, is her courtesy runner. And Taylor scored 1-1, pitch out of the zone. It makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up to see Taylor Hodson in her uniform out there scoring a run in a regional tournament after that broken hand. She took it like a trooper. There's a base hit into right field. Good job taking that pitch to the opposite way. A one-out single by Allie Manley brings up Hodson, 2-for-2. Listen, she took that broken hand like a trooper. I would not have. Now, she may just hide it well, but you could see as she was coming in to score, a huge smile on her face. So one on, one out. Hodson at the plate. Dillon on deck for the Cats. Bath County 3, Green up 2 in this 16th region softball opening matchup. Don't forget, 3 o'clock right here. Drop ball, low ball one. We will have Rowan softball. They will be playing Raceland. That game going to air here on 97.7 because at 4 o'clock we will have Rowan baseball on 96. There's a smash right back to the pitcher. She knocks it down. It hit to Graham. No, listen. The ball hit to Graham. Listen, the ball hit to Graham. The runner goes. The runner's safe at third. Good call behind the plate. Hodson out with a 1-3 put out. Runner advances to third. Nope, hit to Graham. Yep, men in blue made the right call. The green up players do not like it, but that was the call. Nope. If they overturn this one, the Bath County fans will revolt. That ball hit dirt. We stay tuned. We will see what happens. The home plate umpire ruled her safe at third. If they've got to have evidence to overturn it, they do not have it. The umpire's nodding their heads. called her safe, yes, and that's the right call. Obviously, that's the way I wanted it to go, but it's the right call. Hit the heel of her glove, bounced in the dirt. She quickly grabbed it. So now Manley at third. Two outs. Allie Dillon at the plate. Allie, right-handed hitting left fielder, wears jersey number three. The Cats sure could stand to pick up another run. Right here with the runner at third base. First pitch at the knees, called strike one. Dillon, a sacrifice bunt, a double and a run scored in that three-run fourth for the Cats. Down a strike. Change up on the outside corner, called strike two. Choke up, punch one into play. Kegley, up two strikes on Dillon. Here in the bottom half of the fifth, a runner at third, out of the zone. Tried to get her to chase one, wouldn't do it. On deck is Abby Barnett, the designated player for Bath County. Bath County three, Green up two, out of the zone, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two out, one on. Who's that calling me? Somebody wanting to check on my Medicaid. I'll get to them later. Here's the break even. Oh, mercy. He got the right call on the drop ball, missed it on strike three, but that's all right. Bath County three, Green up two. Top of the sixth we go here on WKCA.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
To the top of the sixth we go. 6, 7, and 8. Kegley, McCoy, Grayson due up for the Lady Musketeers. Bath County 3, Green up 2. The Cats have left a lot of meat on the bone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 runners out of 7 in scoring position. 3-2 lead, top of the sixth. Kylie Hodson has given up 2 runs on 7 hits. Struck out 5, walked 1. Kegley, the green-up pitcher at the plate. First pitch called strike 1. Kegley, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. A gorgeous day at Ashland Paul Blazer High School. First of 4 in this 16th region softball tournament today. Bath and Green up in the first game. East and Blazer scheduled at 1 o'clock. Raceland Round at 3, Boyd and Elliott at 5. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Strike 2. That pitch that works back into the hands of a right-handed batter. Hodson's got it working today. The breeze has died down, a ball and 2 strikes. I say that and it'll wind up picking up again. Just misses outside. Tried to get her to chase one. It was 1 ball off of the black stripe. 2-2. Kegley did not chase. Here comes the break even from Hodson to Kegley. Swung on and missed, strike three. A good comeback pitch on the 2-2. That's the sixth strikeout of the game by Bath County's Kylie Hodson. Kennedy McCoy 0-2 with a line drive to right field and a strikeout. Hodson toes the rubber. Here comes the first pitch, high ball one. No defensive changes for Bath County. Hodson pitching, Hughes catching. Rogers, Manley, Barrett, Brett's on the infield. Dylan, Purvis, Thompson left to right in the outfield. Cats up by a run. 3-2, one out, top of the sixth. Greenup at the plate. Change up wide, a ball and a strike to McCoy. Would love to see a 1-2-3 inning here if you're a Cat fan. That means in the seventh it's 9-1-2. Don't want to see him get to the top of the order. Swung on and missed, 2-1. In part because if they get to the top of the order, they've got several runners and possibly runs. 2-1 now. Oh, mercy. Just misses on that inside corner. 3-1, a dandy pitch. Just off the inside corner. McCoy held up. Here comes the 3-1 from Hodson. There's a chopper to second. 4-3 put out. If you're scoring at home, and we know you are, good job by Allie Manley to come take it on the second hop. Brings up Charlie, I'm sorry, not Grayson. Grayson was on here, but Cooper. Oh, did they re-enter? So they re-entered Charlie Grayson for Lake and Cooper, re-enter. So I was actually right to start with, 1-2 with a single and a line drive to Bath County shortstop Ashton Barrett on a defensive play that was followed up by three runs on four hits in the Bath County bottom of the fourth. That line drive is what triggered that offensive output. First pitch inside, ball one, just misses the batter. Grayson leaned back. Ball one, the count. Morgan Collier on deck. Two out, top of the six. Bath County 3, Greenup 2. Oh, my goodness. That was almost an Ephus pitch. Steve Hamilton looking down with a smile on his face. The late, great Coach Hamilton. It wasn't hardly an Ephus pitch. Ball two. There's a ground ball, good play, a 1-3 put out, a good play in the circle by Kylie Hodson on a smash right up the middle, 1-2-3, Greenup goes down, halfway through the sixth inning, it is Bath County 3, Greenup 2, the Cats coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth after these words.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Lakin Cooper back in at first base. First pitch to Barnett, low ball one. Bottom of the sixth, Bath County 3, Greenup 2. A good old good one. There's a fly ball into short left. Making the play out there is Morgan Collier. One up, one down. I was talking. Matthew Sparks is my bodyguard here to the right with the Daily Independent. So the starting first baseman, Charlie Grayson, they substituted for her when Cooper came in. They re-entered Grayson to bat, and now Cooper's back at first base. Some of those re-entry and substitution rules are too deep of water for old Pappy to swim in without a life preserver. One strike now, the count to Brett's. 1-1. On deck, Ashton Barrett. 1-for-3. With a web gem in that fourth inning on a diving play behind second base. And an RBI double. There's a base hit. A one-out single from Allison Brett's. Brings up Barrett. Barrett. Grounded to third, lined to short, and a double. Bath County, 3, Greenup 2. A good contingent of red and green. First pitch, changeup called strike one. Looks like Christmas up here with all this red and green. Yes, buddy, thank you. One strike, now the count. Bath County shortstop Ashton Barrett at the plate. First pitch in tight, 1-1. Bless you, by the way. Welcome to allergy season. Now, you're exactly right. One ball, one strike, 1-1 out. The Cats at the plate, up 3-2. There's a fly ball to center. Play out there made by Wells. Two down now with Ray Lee Purvis. Single and stole a base in the first. Reach on an error and stranded at third. And then hit a line drive to the second baseman. 1-for-2. Purvis in the right-hand box. First pitch from Kegley in the dirt. Another dandy stop by Maddie Steele behind the plate. Good grief. You have to swell up like SpongeBob when you're a catcher. You cannot let it get past you, especially in a one-run game. Swung on and missed on a good inside fastball. Maddie Steele has done a whale of a job defensively for the Lady Musketeers. Bath County up one. It's 3-2, two out, one on. Bottom of the sixth. Purvis at the plate. Ashley Rogers on deck. Here's a ground ball just foul. Good catch down there in the third base box by Kenny Williams. Notoriously known as Hands of Stone, Coach Kenny Williams. He had good form on that one. He stunk all year long trying to catch him. Swung on and missed. Strike three, Bath County. Six complete. They lead Greenup 3-2, top of the seventh. Coming after these words on WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For your health care, remember the word local. I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
And I'm Lauren Rout Otis, pharmacist and sisters at Family Discount Drugs. Owingsville's only locally owned and operated pharmacy.
Call us at 674-6979 and let us take care of you to become part of our family.
We offer delivery to all of Bath County, Mount Sterling, and Frenchburg, and our drive-thru makes pickups easy.
Family Discount Drugs, 60 Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Sisters that take the time to listen and care.
All right, kids, this is why you buy tickets and come watch high school ball games. Top of the seventh, 9-1-2 due up for the Lady Musketeers. The home team, Bath County Wildcats, on the scoreboard. They've scored three. The visitors from Greenup, they've scored two. The crowd pumped about this seventh inning. Morgan Collier, Adrian Wells, Layla Matthews, first pitch swinging. Foul tipped at the plate. Matthews down a strike. Again, no defensive changes. Let me breeze picking back up. Let me lay some stuff around on my notes again. One strike. The count to Collier. Pitch out of the zone high, ball one. Kylie Hodson has struck out five, struck out six, walked only one. One ball, one strike, nobody out, top of the seventh. Bath County up a run here in the 16th region, just missed 2-1. Greenup with two runs on seven hits. They've stranded six. That pitch wide, ball three, 3-1 now. Don't want to see the leadoff runner get on base, especially if it's a freebie. Three ball, one strike. Collier back in. Hodson with the sign. High ball four. Brings up Adrian Wells. Two for three with a pair of singles. Ground ball to first base. So the tying run is on base. It is currently Bath County 3, Greenup 2. A leadoff walk in the seventh from Kylie Hodson. The winner of this game will play the winner of the East Blazer game. Good to come back with a pitch right there, strike one on the corner. After a leadoff walk, the second walk of the game by Hodson. The other walk was to Skylar Lawrence, not intentional, but not necessarily accidental, 1-1. A gorgeous day in Ashland for 16th Region softball. Stay tuned, 97.7. We'll have the Rowan-Raceland game scheduled to start at 3 o'clock. We'll see that pitch inside, 2-1. The game starts 30 minutes after the conclusion of the first. It's 12:31, so the second game's supposed to start at 1. It'll be close, hopefully. Two ball, one strike, nobody out, one on. Bath County 3, Greenup 2. Popped up. Listen, that's got a chance of hitting my car. No, it didn't. I parked right behind Press Row, foolishly. Two balls, two strikes. This would be a big out right here. If Hodson can get it. Here comes the payoff. On the 2-2, out of the zone, ball three. Tried to get her to chase one wide. Wells did not go. Bath County 3, Greenup 2. No out, one on in the top half of the seventh. Greenup at the plate. The payoff pitch. There's a ground ball to short. Odd hop. A lot of topspin on that. Barrett unable to field it cleanly with runners at first, now in second. First error of the game. Coach Kenny Williams makes his way out to the circle. Going over defensive strategies. 13 for 21 for Bath County. The runner. So Hall is going to run for Collier. Haley Hall. Haley Hall, the runner, now at second base, running for Morgan Collier. So 2-1, nobody out. Bath County 3, Green up 2, squares to bunt, fouled at the plate. Strike 1. Good job there by Hodson, knowing a sacrifice is on the way. Keep that pitch low in the zone. Low in the zone. Everybody on the Bath County infield on the move. High ball 1-1. Runner at second base, Haley Hall, the courtesy runner. The runner at first, Wells, reached on an error. No outs, top of the seventh. Bath County up 3-2 over Greenup. There's a ground ball foul into the Bath County dugout, a ball and two strikes. We'll reset. One ball, two strikes, two on. Nobody out. Bath up 3-2, top of the seventh. Green up at the plate. Bath County in a little bit of a hole here. The 1-2 popped up on the infield. Second baseman, they call infield fly. Second baseman, Allie Manley, with the catch. One up, or one down now, with Skylar Lawrence. The green at batter. Lawrence 2-for-2 with a walk. A solo home run in the first. An RBI single in the fifth with a walk sandwiched in between. One down. There's a ground ball to short. Flip to third. Good play. Hale out on the fielder's choice. Lawrence reaches on a fielder's choice. So Wells, the tying run now at second base with two outs. The go-ahead run in Lawrence at first base. Maddie Steele, the catcher, who has done a gem first pitch strike, has had a whale of a game behind home plate. Of course, you guys know I'm a former awful catcher. I'm standing right behind home plate, so you get up close and personal. One strike. Just high 1-1. Bath County 3, Green up 2. 2-1, 2 out, top of the seventh. Bath County 1 out away from advancing to the semifinals tomorrow afternoon. 3-2 over Green. Up here comes the 1-1. Just misses the inside corner. Ooh-wee. The red-clad Bath County faithful did not appreciate it. Just misses on a 2-1 count now. Steele back in the box. Hodson with the sign. Here comes the 2-1. Oh, my heavens, where was that? 3-1. The Bath County faithful. Cheering Kylie Hodson, the Greenup faithful. Cheering Maddie Steele, the 3-1. There's a flare off the handles. What a play behind third base. Allison Britz drips into foul territory and makes the catch. Bath County wins it 3-2 in a good old good one here in this opening round. 16th region. Bath County 3, Greenup 2. Post game right after this on WKCA. Stay tuned.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take-a-makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Bath County advances. Final score, 3-2 over Greenup. Bath County, the champions of the 61st District. Greenup, the runners-up of the 63rd. This is what they call a good old good one, a pitcher's duel. Kylie Hodson gives up 2 runs on 7 hits, 6 strikeouts and 1 walk. Josie Kegley gives up 3 runs on 8 hits, 7 strikeouts and 1 walk. Bath County comes out victorious in this opening round matchup. They will play tomorrow afternoon at 6 p.m. The winner of East Carter and Ashland Blazer will be who the Cats play tomorrow night. Bath County victorious. A tough game, a hard-fought game, but comes out with a 3-2 lead. Let's go ahead and start on our post-game awards, our post-game comments. We talked about the Ira Kilburn opening argument, sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. My opening argument was if Bath County was going to win this game over a very talented Greenup team, the key to the game was being in the game in the last half of the game. So here they are. First inning, 2 outs. Skylar Lawrence does what she's done all year long, crushes one to left field, a no-doubt home run. All of a sudden, you're thinking, boy, what's going to happen? That was the end of the scoring until Greenup scored in the bottom, in the top half of the fifth inning. So here it is, 4 innings in. Bath County still has not plated one. In the top half of the fourth, a diving line drive catch by shortstop Ashton Barrett. That ignited the bats. Bath County came back in that fourth inning. A leadoff single by Kylie Hodson, a double by Allie Dillon, a double by Allison Britz, and a double by Ashton Barrett. That put 3 runs across for Bath County. That's all they needed, but not by much. So Bath County, after 4, up 3-1. Top half of the fifth inning, a leadoff single by Morgan Collier, a single by Wells, an RBI single from Skylar Lawrence. All of a sudden, it's 3-2. Bath County, a little momentum, but in a little bit of a tight spot. Did not score in the fifth inning, did not score in the sixth inning. The good news is Greenup County did not score in either one of those innings either, so Bath County victorious Final score, 3-2 over the Lady Musketeers of Greenup County. Bath County will advance. East and Blazer play this next game. Don't forget, Rowan and Raceland play in the third game. That'll be at 3 o'clock. Jared Stacy is on his way to Ashland. He'll have that call, and we'll have that game right here on 97.7. Now, again, realize that generally Rowan County baseball and softball is played and broadcast on 96.3, but because Rowan baseball plays at 4 o'clock, we will have, and also the fact that I'm here with softball set up. So we will have two softball games here on 97.7. Be sure and text all your friends and neighbors and let them know that Rowan and Raceland will play at 3 o'clock right here on 97.7. Rowan baseball will air at 4 o'clock starting on 96.3. Randy Stacy will have the baseball game. Jared will have that. So anyway, back to the Ira Kilburn final verdict. I mentioned, hey, if we're in it halfway through, we've got a chance. Bath County did exactly what they needed to do. Freshman pitcher Kylie Hodson buckled down after that one-run fifth, had a 1-2-3-6. A couple of runners got on in the seventh, but defense did exactly what they needed to do to win this game for Bath County. Final score, Cats 3, Lady Musketeers 2. Let's take a break and hear a word from a few of our sponsors. When we come back, we will have some Downtown Athletic defensive play or player of the game, Caudill Construction offensive play or player of the game, Dig Deep Award sponsored by Elite Excavation and Swartz Mowing Unsung Hero, that and so much more right here on WKCA. Bath County wins 3-2 over Greenup County.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Here's great news from the Ale 8 Bottling Company. You've asked us to bring back your summertime favorites, and now we're back in Blackberry. Join the celebration, because Blackberry is back for a limited time. Get to your favorite store and stock up on your favorite Ale 8 flavors, including Blackberry. For the taste that brings you back, remember Blackberry Ale 8. Get yours while supplies last.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissing. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Opening round, 16th region softball. You girls scared me to death. I didn't see you walk up. Bath County victorious, final score 3-2. Let me turn this microphone up. Let me tangle all these cords around. Hand this over to you. Hold on just a second. Who's going first? Bath County's Allie Manley. Let me get your, I'm looking back into the sun. Allie, first game. 3-2 victory over Greenup. Tell me about your thoughts of pulling off this first victory in the opening round of the 16th region.
I really feel like it was a really great win for us. I mean, we won the district, so that we came in here riding high, and I feel like we kept our composure even though we left a few on, but I mean, we kept our composure and held it through in the end.
Did leave some meat on the bone. Had a handful of runners. Had seven or eight left as I looked through here. Let me see. It looks like eight. Six of them at scoring position. you guys just battle back and do what you do, made plays when you need to make plays.
Yes, sir, we did. I think Kylie pitched a great game in the circle and really helped us to, get our rallies going.
Bath County defensively did what they needed to do. I'm trying to see who's behind you, too, okay? I was going to say, tell me about the diving catch made out there at shortstop by Ashton Baird. That's Ashton doing what Ashton does.
It is. She can do anything, and that was a great catch, and I think it set the tone for what was up to come.
That has a possibility of being the defensive play of the game, but yes. It also has the possibility of being the offensive play of the game, because she made that catch. What happened in the next inning? Single, double, double, double,
yes.
Three-run score. It takes defense to light the fire sometimes.
It does. I definitely believe that. Kylie pitched a great game. She made those great catches. They were great catches in the outfield. It just really helped us to get our momentum going.
So Coach Williams and the crew's over there talking about what's next. Actually, he's wandered up right here. So I won't ask you what he said in the circle over there a little while ago. Congratulations on a good win, a great game. And we'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock when we'll play the winner of this next game.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you. Me too. Go Cats. Allie Manley. Let me figure out who's next. Look through my notes here. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Tell me about the game.
Well, I'm really excited we won. We struggled at first, but
did.
We always come back on top.
Well, gratefully so. Last play of the game, pop-up into foul territory. Catching a pop-up on paper, it goes down as a foul pop to the third baseman. It's not as easy when you're running backward and sideways and catching over your shoulder, and it's the bottom of the top half of the seventh, last out of the game. A lot of focus goes into that. Tell me what was going through your mind on that play.
Well, I had a feeling I was going to get the last out. I hadn't had a ball hit to me all the game. And I just knew I had to get to the ball.
Allison Bress, our guest, Bath County third baseman. Let me look here and see. 2-for-3 at the plate, too, with a run scored. This is an all-around not a bad deal. You've had a good defensive year all year long. We've commented that pretty much everything hit your way you've been able to come up with. Don't want this to be the last game. It's not going to be the last game. We play again tomorrow. Don't want it to be the last win of the year. What about going out winning this next game?
I have confidence we will. All we have to do is hit the ball.
Everybody's rested. Everybody's good, because I know there was a long stretch you were playing just about every game. Had a couple days to take a break. Come back rested. Let's come out and win one tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Nice game. Thank you very much. Allison Brett's our guest, Bath County third baseman.
Thank you.
Who's? Are they coming up to get a hot dog, or are they coming up to join us, Kenny? What's going on? I don't know. They may be eating.
Who?
I don't know. Whoever.
Oh, they're just eating. They're
okay. Coach Kenny Williams, 3-2, had our Ira Kilburn opening argument. My opening argument was, if we could get to the middle of the game and still be in the game, we'd be right where we needed to be.
That's the way it worked. I would have told you early on that would have been a bigger scoring game than that with both teams, offensively as good as both teams are. And, credit to both pitchers.
Excuse me.
They made it a defensive battle and just did a well job in the circle. Both
teams come in this game scoring 9.5 runs a game, giving up 3.5, 4 somewhere in that neighborhood. So you did kind of expect a little more offense. But when the score's 3-2 and you're a 3,
that's
you go, I'll take it.
Yep. That's the one you want. So, great effort by all the kids. They had a couple chances there to hang their heads, and they keep battling through it. We stranded a few runners out there that I thought could have changed the momentum early. But, we kept our head in the game and did what we're supposed to do.
The defense did a good job. Kylie, I think, unofficially got, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. And the walk was not intentional, but it was not a bad idea
let
Lawrence.
That was coached. She was coached to not give anything in there to Skyler.
Because the home run that Skyler hit was one of those no-doubters. That was gone from the get-go. Good pitching performance. I asked there just a minute ago to second baseman Alan Manley, what about the play Ashton made at short? That not only may be the defensive play of the game, may be the offensive play of the game, too, because it fired us up. We came in a single and double, put 3 runs on.
Ashton is a competitor, and, I've always said this about Ashton. If we were going to start a hockey team at Bath County, and it could be men, women, whatever. Ashley will be my first pick because she's that athletic. She could take to whatever she's playing. And you could see there's not a lot of kids in the business that's going to make a play like that. And then, you know, we've always kind of said with Ashton, we're going to ride with you. You know, what you do at the plate is going to kind of set our tempo. She struggled there, not struggled. She just didn't get anything going those first two at bats. And then once she got going, the whole team gets going. So definitely a credit to Ashton.
Even the line drive to short in the third, she smoked it.
Yes.
It's just right at the shortstop.
Yes.
So the Cats win. They play tomorrow afternoon. They play the winner of East and Blazer, 6 p.m. tomorrow here at Ashland Paul Blazer High School. Good win. Everybody going to just take the rest of the afternoon, take your shoes off, put your feet up.
We're going to watch just a piece of this game. We seen East early. We scrimmaged them early in the preseason. Of course, Ashland, we come up here and had one of those 6-5, 7-6, 8-7. I can't remember what the score was, but one of those good barn burners like Ashland us have. And they got the best of us. So, you know, the advantage we've got for tomorrow and the rest of the way is we're going to be the home team. So that really didn't come into play today, but it could come into play in the future. So that's something to be positive about.
250 career wins, Coach. Congratulations, a big one here today. 250 is a good number.
250 is a good one, but I'm gonna keep going. I'd like to have 252 before we leave Ashland the next couple of days.
Let's put a mark beside it and see what happens. Coach Kenny Williams, congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Kenny. Coach Kenny Williams here on Press Row. Bath County defensively, let's do the defensive play of the game sponsored by Downtown Athletic Club. Listen, you've got to give that to Ashton Barrett on that diving play. They had a runner at first, had a little momentum on their side in that fourth inning. A line drive flare off the bat of Charlie Grayson. A diving play by shortstop Ashton Barrett, and that got the team fired up. They came in the bottom half of the fourth, single, double, 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 three runs in, that the difference in the game. So Ashton Barrett, the defensive play of the game. Our Elcado Construction Company offensive play or player of the game, Allison Brett's 2-for-3 with a run scored, including a double. She scored that third run off the Ashton Barrett double. In that fourth inning, so Ashton got the RBI, Allison scored, and not only that, Allison made a great play going behind third base on that foul ball to finish that game up. R. Elcado Construction Company, thank you very much. Dig Deep Award, Bath County Defense, they had a chance to melt a couple of times, and they did not do it. Bath County pitcher Kylie Hodson had a chance to melt a couple of times, and she did not do it. So today's Dig Deep winner goes to Kylie Hodson. 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. And again, Kylie she's not normally a 12, 13, 14 strikeout kind of pitcher. We've had some of those. We've seen some of those. That's not her MO. Kylie is a ground ball pitcher to let her defense make plays. But tonight, she dug deep, got the outs when she needed to. Brad Weaver Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. And Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero, how about Allison Brett's at third base? Did not have a ball hit to her all week or all game. Kept her head in the game. Knew that flare was coming her way. Reached into foul territory. An awkward angle to try to catch the ball. Snagged it. Bath County wins. Final score 3-2. Coming up at 1 o'clock, it is East Carter and Ashland Blazer. Obviously, we're not carrying that game. Rowan and Raceland at 3. We will have that game. Jared Stacy will be here on Press Row for that 3 o'clock game right here on 97.7. Randy Stacy will have the Rowan baseball game on 96.3. So get you a couple of radios, put one in each ear. Follow the Vikes and the Lady Vikes right here on Gateway Radio Sports Network. Bath County victorious. Opening round, 16th region softball. Final score, Lady Cats 3, Lady Musketeers 2. Thanks to Hannah, who's been in the studio, all of our sponsors, all of our listeners. Until tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock, all you Lady Cat fans, we will have Bath County softball once again. Have a great Memorial Day. See you tomorrow. Take me up to the ball game. Take me up to the crowd.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.